What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So getting on back to the news here, the former president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, in an interview with Russia Today, said that ISIS is showing up in Afghanistan as a U.S. tool to cause trouble in the whole region. And he's absolutely correct. Afghanistan has crawled to a standstill. The U.S. can't make any headway there. The American people are sick and tired of war. They're wondering why we're even in Afghanistan. And it's not like the U.S. government can stand up and admit we're there for an oil pipeline and all the opium we can carry. So over the last few weeks, a lot of the ISIS that are disappearing from Syria are all of a sudden showing up in Afghanistan. Oh, ISIS is in Afghanistan. We have to double down. We have to send more soldiers into Afghanistan. And Hamid Karzai is correct. This is just another duplicitous U.S. government stunt to get us into more war. We're going to take a phone call. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, I'd like to see Hillary Clinton go to jail. However, this is like, I feel like, once again, I'm Charlie Brown, and Linus is holding the ball there for the place kick, and Charlie's going to, I'm going to run up there, and she's going to pull the ball away one more time, you know, because it doesn't matter how much stuff, they've already had stuff on her. A long time ago, they had stuff on her on the emails using a private server, running out of her bathroom and all that. They have a million different things on her, but I believe it when I see it, when they finally actually go after her.
Well, I'm getting a sense that a lot of Washington, D.C. want Hillary to retire, but she keeps coming on back, and now she's making noises about being back in politics. She's certainly making the rounds, keeping herself in the news. She's become a serious live liability for the Democratic Party as a whole and for the entire government system, because she's an embarrassment. Because we, the American people, know all these crimes went down and the government failed to do its official duty to deal with it. So I think this Russian bribery scandal is an effort to get Hillary damaged politically, to make her go away in a way that does not risk exposing the real dark heart of our government, which is that narcocracy. But at this point, I mean, in the real world, Charlie Brown would have gunned down Lucy long ago for that kind of a stunt. But there's going to be a breaking point. And I know that Hillary and her people are out there trying as hard as they can to deflect this, distract, more false flags, anything they can do. But they keep playing the same games over and over again, and Americans are waking up to this. And it's one thing to play these kind of propaganda, deception, distraction games on a public that isn't aware the government is capable of such things, and quite another to do it when it's already been done 10 times already and everybody recognizes the pattern again. But I think there's a lot of people who want the Clintons to go away. And hopefully she'll go away quietly. She'll resign. She'll move someplace with Bill that's in a country without extradition. Actually, I expect them to both move to different parts of the world because there's no love lost between those two. But it is time for the Clintons to fade into history along with the Bushes. And as I said before earlier in the show, we're at a point right now where the credibility and legitimacy of the U.S. government as a whole is on the line in terms of how they deal with this scandal. And the same is true for the corporate media, with the exception of Fox News, which has actually run this story. The longer the corporate media tries to pretend this does not exist, the fewer and fewer audience members they'll have. And their ad rates will drop again. They're already lying about their audience. They're already using botnets to fake clicks to their website to cheat their advertisers. That's how desperate they are right now.
I agree with you that the Clintons have to be gotten rid of. They have to, a long time ago, they should have gotten rid of. But you mentioned the Bushes. Today was also a time when Mr. George W. Bush launches barely veiled rebuke of Trump. Did you see the speech he made? He called Trump a racist.
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, they're not giving up. That's their last gasp when they have to run out the substitute, the third-string quarterback, George W. Bush, and put him out there and have him try to say something, you know, like that's going to really help him out. But, yeah, I hope you're right.
Well, the Bushes are scared out of their mind right now because if Hillary cracks and she starts to go public about all this other stuff that's been going on in an effort to save her, they're going to open up that narcocracy, and the Bushes are neck deep in it, right along with the Clintons, right along with the Central Intelligence Agency. And that is something I can't imagine the American people would ever sit still for, is to understand that the government itself has been the prime dealer of these illegal drugs into the streets of America, into the hands of our young people.
I hope you're right, Mike, that something good comes out of here and actually get some action out of the Jeffrey Sessions Department of Justice over there, but I guess I'm more cynical than you are. I don't really anticipate any good happening, but I hope you're right. I'll let you go.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. Well, here's what it comes down to. If the government does nothing about this scandal, it's going to destroy their credibility and legitimacy in the eyes of the American people. Same thing with the corporate media. So regardless of what they do or do not do, this is a win for the American people. It's a wake-up call as to just how totally corrupted the entire system has become. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the war zones, at this point, it is looking like the attempt to create a new independent Kurdistan is failing. And while I certainly was on the side of the Kurdistans having their own country, we need to remember that there was a larger agenda at work, which was the partitioning of Iraq and Syria as part of the Eretz Israel project. And so now that the Iraq Prime Minister Haider Abadi has sent in the army and security forces to take control of the Kurdish areas, that's the end of that plan to balkanize Iraq and Syria. And that's a major setback to the U.S. and to Israel, more to Israel than the U.S. Now, as you know, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas have come, after a long time, to a unity deal to form a single unified government of all the Palestinian areas, Gaza Strip, West Bank, and so forth and so on. And Donald Trump's envoy decided to come on in and say, well, listen, your unity deal has to include a pledge to disarm and to recognize Israel. And the Palestinian movement Hamas basically said, this is blatant interference in the internal affairs of our country. And you have no right to come on in there and make those demands. And they're absolutely right. When you look at the number of people Israel is killing in Palestine versus the other way, you realize it's a one-sided conflict. And calling for the disarmament of the Palestinians is only going to make it worse. That's like calling for more gun bans in Baltimore and Chicago. It's only going to up the body count. And there's one more thing the president needs to understand. Every other nation in the Middle East will recognize Israel's right to exist exactly 1 second after Israel recognizes Palestine's right to exist. If Israel would only give to others that which it demands for itself, all this strife and pain and bloodshed could have been avoided. But the problem is here that Israel has this attitude is you must recognize our right to exist. We don't have to recognize your right to exist. That's the problem. And for the U.S. to go along supporting such an obvious apartheid policy is shameful. And yes, there's been another Palestinian shot by the IDF soldiers. The army claimed the man was armed with a knife and was running towards soldiers when he was shot. Witnesses all around there saying he did not have a knife. He was actually running to catch a bus. And he was shot down. Apparently, there's been a video released of Israeli settlers stealing the olive harvest of West Bank Palestinian farmers. And the police apparently detained briefly and then released all the suspects. And I presume they got to keep the olives. And so basically this non-governmental organization provided documentation that shows settlers – in the act throwing rocks, and Palestinian farmers claim that settlers not only stole from the trees, they vandalized hundreds of the trees. And here is the issue. It takes 10 years after you plant an olive tree before you get a saleable, usable crop. And what makes it all the more difficult is these thefts and vandalism occurred mainly on Palestinian land near settlements. The Palestinians can only reach by coordinating ahead of time with the Israeli military. In other words, they can't even go on their own farmlands without permission from the Israeli military. The settlers can come and go as they want. And these Israeli settlers are able to behave like this because their religion teaches them that you've got the moral high ground. It's okay for you to do this to non-Jews. It's perfectly okay. They're fair game. Go on out and have fun. Now, Russia is very concerned over the U.S. withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. See, this is treaty busting season, apparently. Going to get rid of the P5+1, going to get rid of the INF. You know, what other treaties are in our way? We're just going to drop them in the shredder. Washington, D.C. is now a treaty-free zone. And again, it is sending a message to the rest of the world. You cannot trust any promises made by the U.S. government. So the latest one is Washington has pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And Russia is saying, well, then obviously they're no longer bound by that agreement. And this is going to lead to a new escalation of intermediate range nuclear missiles on both sides. And the escalating tit-for-tat coming out of Washington, D.C., Moscow is saying that they will respond immediately if Washington moves against the Russian media. Now, over the weekend, of course, Israel shuttered Palestinian media in the West Bank, including the broadcaster for Russia Today. Just went on in, said, you're all guilty of incitement, locked it all down, boarded it up. There's been talk in this country about declaring Russia Today and Sputnik News agents of foreign propaganda and closing them down. And Moscow is saying, if you do that, you know, we'll just shut down CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of that are operating currently in Russia. I think it would be a bad idea. I think the people of the world need to see the world through several viewpoints all around the world in order to figure out how to avoid getting sucked into a new war. But that's where they're going with all this. Meanwhile, in another example of ignoring a treaty, Russia, in response to the international treaties banning chemical weapons, has finished destroying all of its chemical weapons. They finished in September. And now Russia is calling on the United States to say, you know, it really is time for you to destroy your chemical weapons. And speaking at a meeting of the First Committee of the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, Deputy Director of the Russian Foreign Ministry's Department for Non-Proliferation and Arms Control, Vladimir Yermakov, blasted the United States for undermining the international treaties banning chemical weapons for continuing to stockpile them. He said, we call on all of the countries still possessing chemical weapons to follow Russia's lead without delay. That concerns first and foremost the country that initiated the convention, which has always been the most active proponent of its ideas when it came to other countries, and now for some reason continues to be the largest possessor of chemical weapons. He means the United States. The United States started this convention on chemical weapons, ran around the world screaming, oh, they've got chemical weapons, they got to get rid of them, like we saw in Syria, we saw in Iraq. And now that all these other nations have destroyed their chemical weapons, the U.S. is out there saying, oh, my goodness, we still have a huge bunch of these things here. Imagine that. Really, it was just an oversight, on our part. We'll get around to destroying them in 10 or 20 years. To the U.S. government, disarmament means we're going to disarm the other people to make it easier and cheaper to invade them. Meanwhile, over in Myanmar, things are getting really ugly. The militarily controlled ethnocracy is causing an exodus of 100,000 Rohingyas every single week. We are a world at war. Nobody wants to call it a world war, but we are a world at war, no question. Now, over on North Korea, the joint exercise between South Korea and the United States is due to end tomorrow. Actually, later today. They're on the other side of the international dateline. And so far, North Korea hasn't done anything. Haven't fired a missile. Haven't set off a nuclear test. They're just sitting there quietly while the rhetoric about war and everything continues to ramp up in Washington, D.C. Putin is out there with a word of caution and wisdom, telling the United States government, don't back Kim Jong-un into a corner, because you don't know how he's going to behave. And all this idea about calling him Rocket Man and insulting and degrading him. And again, apparently our current State Department does not appreciate the idea of face in the Asian countries and how important that is. So Putin is basically saying, if you push Kim Jong-un, he will do something irrational. Of course, that may very well be what the U.S. war hawks want. They're going to push him until Kim Jong-un fires a missile, or they'll fire one of their own missiles and blame it on Kim Jong-un, and the war will be on. Our government is desperate to get a major war going before the economy comes apart, so that they've got a villain to blame it all on. Oh, it's not our fault the economy fell apart. It's those evil Iranian, Russian, Chinese, North Korean, Syrian, Somalia, everybody else on the planet. It's all their fault. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts, who was the Assistant Treasury Secretary under the Reagan administration, is out there signaling a warning. The record highs you are seeing in the stock markets are based on phony profits that come from global central banks propping up the financial system. The plunge protection team, the riggers. We've been saying that for months. The stock market is totally out of sync with the real economy. They're just pouring money in to make it look like it's really good. And Paul Craig Roberts is saying the biggest danger to stocks right now is the dollar itself, because of how uncertain it is right now. Bank of America has come on out with their list of 10 triggers for the next crash. They're now predicting it's going to happen somewhere between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day. It's going to happen real soon. Everybody's in agreement on that. They don't know exactly when or how, but they know it's going to start coming apart. And that's why the U.S. government is desperate to get a major war going, because they're absolutely convinced that if there's a major war going, you, the American people, will forget about how the government ruined the economy, how Wall Street plundered the population, all the crimes, the corruption, neglect of the infrastructure. You'll forget all about all of that. You'll throw the flag a snappy salute and fling what's left of your money and your children onto the designated enemy's bayonets, because, hey, that's what worked the last two times. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and here we are on the brink. But it's a very different world today. The American people are far more skeptical about the reasons to go to war. And they're not going to buy off this idea that the economic crash is caused by all these outside nations, when we have seen the decline of the U.S. economy under the guidance of the Washington, D.C. and Wall Street for over the last 30 years. This didn't happen overnight. We're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it looks like the corporate media is feeling that they have to react to the Hillary Russia Uranium One story. And so the Washington Compost has already come on out with a story in which they're claiming that all this stuff about Hillary and the Uranium One deal, it's just a manufactured distraction to take the focus off of Trump's collusion with Russia. And we need to go back to just focusing on that. We're going to talk about that all the time. Don't have any evidence for it, but that's what we're going to be focusing on. And for this other Hillary Uranium One stuff, yeah, there's some evidence and documentation for it, but really, it's really just a distraction here. We all know we've got to go after Donald Trump. We also know that the Washington Compost is hand in glove with the Central Intelligence Agency. We know that the Central Intelligence Agency, in turn, is hand in glove with the narcocracy because they have been running drugs into this country going at least as far back as Vietnam, possibly before that, in order to use the proceeds from the drug trades to fund CIA operations that are not approved of and funded by Congress. That's what was going on in Arkansas in the 1980s, where the CIA was smuggling weapons down to the Nicaraguan Contras, and to pay for it all, They were bringing cocaine back into the country, back into Arkansas, where it was sold and the money was laundered through a network of land flip deals like Whitewater, banks like Madison Guarantee, and finally the funds were paid out to the suppliers of the mission through the Arkansas Development Finance Authority under then-Governor Bill Clinton. And the Arkansas Development Finance Authority was created by Arkansas Act 1082, written by Webb Hubble, and signed into law by Bill Clinton. And basically every check that went on out of the Arkansas Development Finance Authority was signed by Bill Clinton. It was a state program, and that was the money machine. That's what paid for all the untraceable guns to be manufactured, for all those smuggling flights down into Nicaragua, and provided cover for the returning flights and the cocaine by keeping away all the state drug investigators from certain airports. That's how it all worked out. So the CIA is definitely going to be on the side of the Clintons on this one, because they don't want that coming out. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Jerome in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Man, what's on my mind is this mess that's going on with this uranium. It's in my opinion, and I'm sure many people's opinions, is quite ridiculous. And I'm wondering why this heifer hadn't been hung up and strung up and parted out in five different ways on a horsehair, and, you know, with a rope and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. None of it makes sense. I say string these motherfuckers up and let the people fucking fight them.
Okay, first of all, tone down the language here, because we don't want our on-air affiliates.
My apologies.
Even though our country is dumping white-hot flaming death on innocents around the world, including children, we're not allowed to use bad words on the radio to prove that we are a just and moral people.
Yeah.
So
if you sneak bubblegum into your classroom, you got to share it with everyone, and you can't have any.
Various other things like that. I mean, there are so many things the Clintons and the Bushes have gotten away with, including that drug running in Arkansas. And they should have been held to account. And we're here 30 years on and realizing that, yes, for them to have gotten away with what they got away with, the entire government is corrupt. And we're finding that out now about how James Comey was going to exonerate her even before he investigated her. It is a completely corrupt system. It needs to go.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I do not disagree with you. I know for a fact that, and the reason I know this is because I went to high school with the godchild of Bill Clinton's best friend, and it's all about the Freemasonry. It is all about the Freemasonry.
Well, no, I think it's all about the drug money and the power is really what it's all about. Jerome, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to do a commercial break. We're going to be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Jeremiah in Wyoming. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I need to get your opinion on something you were talking about yesterday.
Yes.
With Russia and China pulling away from the U.S. dollar. Do you think this is some kind of ploy to basically trick the United States into attacking them so they can take us down?
No, I don't think so. I don't think either Russia or China want a war. What they want to do is to simply conduct business with the rest of the world without having to go through the U.S. dollar, which is quite costly over the long run for them to do. It is the U.S. that is trying to drag the world back to the Bretton Woods Agreement through force of arms, because over the decades, our economic system got dependent on Bretton Woods, and it got lazy. There was just all this automatic wealth was coming into the nation. Either they were borrowing these Federal Reserve dollars at interest, or they were bringing in manufactured goods and agricultural produce in order to have these dollars to trade with other countries, in particularly buying oil, the petrodollar deal, which came into being after Nixon ended gold convertibility. So it really is the U.S. trying to get these wars going, maybe not even hot wars, but just cold wars, to try and isolate Russia and China and bring the rest of the world back to using the U.S. dollar. But I don't think that's really going to work, because everybody is now realizing the U.S. government cannot be trusted, and that's probably extending to the currency as well.
Yeah. Do you think this will take the, I mean, if, even if it's not just a ploy, do you think this will bring the United States down?
I think the United States is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse. That's our best option. If we actually get into a war with Russia and China, I don't think this country can win. I think we're going to lose. Everybody has to lose these things. And looking at the high cost and poor performance of America's weapons versus the much better bang for buck that you're seeing out of the current Chinese and Russian weapons. Plus, the American soldiers aren't motivated. They understand these are all wars of conquest, that these are all war crimes they're committing. Go back and read your Sun Tzu, The Art of War. For a ruler to prevail in war, he must have a military that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight fiercely and, if necessary, die in it. And they must have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war so they will bear the burden that war brings to the civilians, even on the winning side. Our government has neither one of those.
Got you. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate it, Mike. I just wanted your opinion on that. So.
Well, thanks an awful lot there. We're going to let you go and switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I noticed you're eating grapes. I hope they're Concords. Are they?
You know, I don't really know. They're from the local health food market thing, and they're seedless, and
they look
they're
really
very
dark.
Good. Yeah, they are. They're very, very dark, very red. Lots of resveratrol in them.
Yeah, exactly. In your opinion, and I hold it in very high regard, do you think that the United States has been cannibalized to the point where, I mean, like you say, there's only one way to go, and that is a collapse? Because, like, I kind of see it that way as well. You know, the Federal Reserve is carrying almost $5 trillion on its balance sheet. I mean, that's a quarter of the United States GDP. Right? And obviously, that stuff is not performing well. Otherwise, they would start letting it go, and they can't because of interest rates and all the other nonsense. So, I mean,
well, they could let it go. It's all make-believe debt. I mean, that money that we're being told we owe to the Federal Reserve, it never existed. It's just accumulated interest in a bookkeeping entry, and it could be written off at any time. And there have been cases where banks have, in order to re-stimulate an economy, just said, we're just going to wipe out the debt. Okay? You know, get a bottle of white out, boom, it's gone. And they start over. It's the greed of the bankers who will not let it go because they think that debt represents something real. Basically, it represents your indentured servitude toward those bankers.
And also, the rest of the world, especially the Western world, would suffer. You know, not as long as the United States would, but they would suffer nonetheless. And it you know, it's systemic. This is huge. It is, because the rest of the Western world, in you know, Japan as well, and China, they're basically propping up the world economy to the tune of 20%. And it hasn't. How long does it take to unwind 20% of the world GDP, Mike? It can't happen.
Well, no, it can't. And apparently the conventional wisdom is they can keep the system going forward by simply creating new money out of thin air. The problem with that is eventually you're going to drive the value of that money down to absolute zero. That's what happened down in Zimbabwe, where everybody was walking around with these paper notes that said $100 trillion in their pockets, and their real value was something like 27 cents. You can still buy those as curiosities over on eBay. But again, they're trying to inflate the debt away, but all they can do is inflate the value of the dollar away, and that's why the countries don't want to deal with it. We're seeing situations here where American companies doing business with foreign companies, and they want to get a price estimate on something, and the price estimate will come on in and say, this estimate is only good for the next 30 days. They are that uncertain about the value of the dollar in the future.
Not to mention, it's the petrodollar, and oil is very low right now. I mean, it has been for a while. It's less than half of what it traded for just a few years ago. So does that mean we have suffered, an inflation of 100%?
Directly.
But it doesn't.
Not directly. Not directly. The petrodollar deal was simply an arrangement in which oil was traded only for the U.S. dollar, and it came into existence after... Yeah, well, basically, it was a deal that the U.S. made with all these Middle Eastern oil countries. After Nixon ended gold convertibility, that was the Nixon shock. That's when the rest of the world began to understand that the U.S. didn't really have the gold to back all those Federal Reserve notes that were in circulation, and more importantly, might not have had all the gold that they claimed to have to collateralize U.S. government borrowing. That's why this issue about actually going into Fort Knox and counting the gold has become so important for so many of these other countries. And it was at that point Nixon did two things. The first thing he did was the petrodollar deal, where they went to all these Middle Eastern oil countries and they said, we'll make you this deal. If you sell your oil only for the U.S. dollar and then invest those dollars in the United States economy, we will guarantee your military security. And that was called the petrodollar deal. So anybody who wanted to buy Middle Eastern oil had to first come to the United States of America and either borrow at interest or trade manufactured goods and agricultural produce for U.S. dollars to then go to Saudi Arabia and buy the oil. That was the petrodollar deal. The second thing Richard Nixon did was create the Environmental Protection Agency, which had absolutely nothing to do with protecting the environment and everything to do with starting to grab and sequester public lands to pledge as collateral on the U.S. government debt. And they had all these different programs, heritage rivers, wilderness zones, roadless areas, and they had all these programs to conceal the true scale of the federal government's land grab, all of it in violation of the Constitution's enclave clause. And at this point, collectively, the EPA and its twin sister of evil, the Bureau of Land Management, have grabbed almost 20% of America's heritage lands and lock them away as collateral on U.S. government borrowing.
That's a very interesting number, Mike, 20%.
Yes.
20% of the GDP of the United States is right now the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. It's a very interesting number.
It is out of control. It's headed for collapse. Don't know where it's going to happen. I mean, Bank of America says between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day. So be prepared.
The United States has been cannibalized, and it's going to take down the rest of us.
I got my Bitcoin. I have one Bitcoin.
You have one?
I have one Bitcoin. There it is.
How long did it take you to mine?
Actually, I bought it off of eBay. It's a real coin, Bitcoin. I don't know. It's not really worth anything. It's just a curiosity. Okay.
Because you live in Hawaii, right? So,
yes, I do.
Know, you could get like a solar panel and run like, just, a little laptop off the side for free, right? Not for free.
Yeah.
You got to pay for all that stuff. But, in the end, you could mine a couple of Bitcoins a year.
Well, it's entirely possible. We certainly have the room to do it. I have friends who got involved with it. But in the end, they were burning up more computer equipment than the Bitcoins were worth at the time they were being mined. I really do have, I think, more important things to devote my time to right now, like stopping this war, because I'd be really annoyed if I went through all the trouble of setting up a solar panel and laptop to mine Bitcoins, and then North Korea nukes us, or the U.S. nukes us on behalf of North Korea. That would really put I would really be angry about it. It's why, another reason I'm holding off buying a newer car. I would be really angry if I spent all that money on a newer car and then it gets blown up by a nuclear bomb. That would really, really annoy me.
Mike, you are awesome. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much.
We're
going to let you go. And thank you for the phone call. The phone lines are now open. Now, getting into the world's economic news, it looks like all these sanctions against Iran are really going to hurt only the United States. And apparently a Norwegian firm, Saga Energy, has just signed an almost $3 billion solar energy deal with Iran to build solar power plants in Iran. And so Iran is having no problems doing business with the rest of the world. They just aren't doing business with American companies. And see, these American companies are standing up and saying the U.S. sanctions are getting in the way of our doing business. And on Iran's side, they're saying we're perfectly open to doing business with the American companies. It's your government that refuses to let us play together. Now, Iran, hopefully they can get the solar energy to work. There's been issues of efficiency and maintenance and so forth. But Iran understands something that is very, very important. The oil under their land is not infinite. It will run out someday. And they're already making the moves to alternative forms of power, nuclear power, solar power. It's a very wise and prudent thing to be doing, as opposed to here in the United States, where everybody is still locked into that petroleum economy, and there's token efforts at green energy, none of which really work on out. We're going to take a phone call here. Brittany in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I had a question with this stock market crash. Aren't there safeguards in place with the stock exchange so it's not supposed to fall, what, 7% and then 20%?
Yeah, there are all kinds of what are called stop points where if the stock market is going down, they put in the stop trades, and basically it gives everybody time to cool down and think carefully about what they're doing. But unless my little app on my cell phone is defective, it looks like the stock market, it was definitely down earlier in the day, but not all by that much. And Dow Jones ended in the green slightly. Standard Poor's ended in the green slightly. NASDAQ down almost 20. But, yeah, earlier in the day, it did look like it was a lot worse. Now, again, if something is going on in the market that is not being reflected on this, but, yeah, there are supposed to be stop trade mechanisms in place to prevent an all-out crash to the bottom. The problem is that if it's a really major correction, they can't just keep those stop trades in place forever. They're on timers, and they would be, the markets would open for trading again, and the hope that everybody was going to calm down might evaporate, and it would just go from one stop trade to the next stop trade to the next stop trade to the next stop trade.
Gotcha. Yeah, I heard during 9/11 they actually had close the market for like 4 days?
I don't think it was 4 days. I know that they did hit a stop trade in the afternoon because the markets were in turmoil, but I don't think it was shut for 4 days. I don't recall hearing about that.
Okay. Just wondering, so if this economy does crash and everything goes down the drain, what's going to prevent these stocks from just going to zero?
Well, there's nothing to stop them. All the stop trade blocks are going to do is delay the process and just drag it on out. But again, the real issue is if there is a collapse and your local power goes down or your internet goes down, you can't get to the money in your bank even if it's still there. And again, our advice to everybody is you should only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your immediate obligations. You should have the rest at home under your own control. And I keep going on back to that event we had at Safeway Market a couple of weeks ago, where whatever computer system was behind those little keypads on all the checkout lanes went down. The internet connection, don't really know. I didn't ask. I wasn't all that concerned. But everybody who was there with a plastic card, any kind of card, credit card, debit card, EBT card, didn't matter. They could not check out their groceries. They had money, but they still were not allowed to leave the store with their purchases. Claire and I, we do everything we can in cash. We paid our cash. We took our groceries. We went home. And there's a lesson in that. Don't make yourself be made dependent on those electronic systems because they're unreliable. They are hackable. You're wide open to being plundered and pillaged if you have all of your wealth inside a computer somewhere.
Yeah, I hear you. I haven't paid with a debit card in years. Cash and carry.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, okay. Just wonder, because, I mean, even if you don't have money in the bank, you know, only to cover your obligations, I mean, if people have money in the stock market, you know, that's where a lot of that is. And if that goes down, then everybody's going to be wiped out, you know? And what are you going to have to borrow with?
Well, the problem is the stock market, as Paul Craig Roberts is saying, it's being propped up with instant money, phony profits, mark-to-market, accounting, whatever. They're pushing it up there to use as a political banner. And people who are not paying attention to the plunge protection team, they're thinking, yeah, I don't need to buy gold or silver or platinum or copper. I'm going to put my money in the stock market. And they are just being set up for a massive, massive slaughter. And I've never actually owned a stock myself, but I can see the warning signs. Anyway, Brittany, got to let you go. Got to do some commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, down in Catalan, things are very, very tense here. The Kurdistan independence, that seems to be over and done with already. But Catalan is still a very, very tense situation. And Catalan is saying that they have not yet issued a formal declaration of independence. They're willing to engage in diplomacy with Madrid about some compromise of greater autonomy. Madrid, on the other hand, is taking the position, we're just going to march the tanks on in and take you over, throw you all in jail. And the Catalan leader is saying, well, if Spain triggers this so-called nuclear option, they will declare independence immediately, and we're looking at a real bloody Spanish civil war. So, again, a world at war. Where do you go to get away from all this stuff? Now, Vladimir Putin has come out with a very cogent observation. He's wagging his finger at all these countries that are saying Kurdistan shouldn't be independent, Catalan shouldn't be independent, Crimea shouldn't be independent, Donetsk shouldn't be independent, and all these other regions in Europe that are talking about independence now. And Putin is reminding everybody that the European Union started this whole idea of separatism when they supported Kosovo independence. Remember when Kosovo broke free and there was a little bit of a war there, and the EU and the US went on in on the side of Kosovo and dropped a lot of bombs and everything? Because Kosovo had some very important mining resources that the European Union and the U.S. wanted access to. So Putin is right. U.S. and EU went in and meddled in Kosovo, and that's given these other countries ideas about, well, yeah, we can break free. It's even in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights over at the U.N. So the more the U.S. tinkers with other countries, the more damage it causes. And nobody ever thinks about the blowback. There's always the immediate agenda. We're going to accomplish this. Oh, what happens after that? Ah, who cares? Somebody else's job. Now, Angela Merkel, as you know, her CDU party had its worst parliamentary election results since 1949. She held on to power just barely. Although there are already people in the streets saying Merkel must go, Merkel must go. And it's been complicated by the fact that the Christian Democratic Unity Party, CDU, regional president of Saxony, basically has resigned because of the especially disastrous election results. Despite all of this, Chancellor Merkel insists her tactics work, and there's no reason for her to change anything that she has been doing. Even though this is going to put her in direct conflict with the other parties who did very well in the parliamentary elections, from which she has to put together some kind of a coalition government. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with hour number three of our show after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.